Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're talking about pleasing the Lord. And in talking about pleasing the Lord, it's vitally important that you and I acknowledge the reality that there are things we can do that please the Lord, and there are things we can do that displease the Lord. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says this, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God." The word grieve there means displease. And so, friend, you and I can do things that displease the Lord. I know that is a sobering truth, but it is a truth, and we need to acknowledge the reality of that. You know, Colossians 1:10 says this, "This will help you live in a way that brings honor to the Lord and pleases Him in every way." Well, if you can live in a way that pleases the Lord, the other end of that is that you can live in a way that doesn't please the Lord. You know, in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 11, talking about the children of Israel who didn't go in to possess the promised land, the Lord said this, "How long will this people provoke me?" The word provoke means to irritate. And so I know we don't like to think about it, but you and I can do things that irritate the Lord. You know, in Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, the Lord said this. He said, "You wearied me with your words." The word wearied means irksome, or again, to irritate. And so what they're saying is not pleasing the Lord. And you and I can say things that irritate the Lord and don't please Him. Now again, this doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. It just means that we can do things that aren't doing anything for Him. I want to say that to you again. This doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. It just means that we can do things that are doing nothing for Him. You know, we have Grace and Faith are our two girls. They're 7 and 3. And, you know, there's some whining that happens in our house sometimes. And gosh, I love those girls more than anything I can think. You know, they're right with me and I love them. But when they whine, it doesn't bless me. It doesn't minister to me. It can irritate me and displease me and be weary to me. That doesn't mean I don't love them. It just means when they're whining, what they're doing isn't doing anything for me. And so you and I need to be aware of this. We need to be aware of the reality that I can do things, you can do things that aren't pleasing to the Lord. Now, many under a cloak of grace will act like this isn't true. They'll pretend like that's not true. Well, we're saved by grace and we're saved by the blood and it doesn't matter what we do. And we talked about this on yesterday's broadcast. When you're talking about being loved, being righteous, or being saved, it is true that our conduct does not matter. But this week on the broadcast, we're talking about pleasing the Lord, and we please the Lord by what we do. So you can't just say under a cloak of grace, it doesn't matter what I do. Well, if you want to please the Lord, then it does matter what you do. And we have to acknowledge the reality that there are things that I can do, that you can do, that don't please the Lord. Now, the good part of this is there are things you and I can do that do please the Lord. There are things that we can say. There are actions that we can take that are pleasing to the Lord. We can do things that God likes. I want to say that to you again. We can do things that God likes. You know, you can do something and God can go, "Oh, I like that. That blesses me. That pleases me." You know, a couple weeks back, Faith, our youngest daughter, she did something at the house and that she shouldn't have been doing and got corrected for. And after she did it, she said, "Dad, I'm sorry that I did that. I'm sorry." I think she threw a fit. "I'm sorry that I threw a fit." And when she said that to me, when she was repenting, she didn't know she was, but when she was repenting, Man, it blessed me. It pleased me. It ministered to me. A couple weeks later, Grace went upstairs to pray before bed, and she hadn't been praying by herself all that much. And she goes, "Dad, do you want to come upstairs and hear me pray before I go to bed?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And I went up there and I started listening to her prayer, and she was praying in faith. And man, it blessed me. My eyes were welling up with tears when I was listening to Grace pray. Now, what's happening? My children, my girls, they can do things that please me. And I can go, oh, I like that. And friend, the same thing is true about us with the Lord. You can do things where the Lord goes, "Oh, I like what you did there." And come on, friend, how many of you are sitting there going, "I want to do more things that are pleasing to the Lord. I want to live my life where the Lord's doing that all the time, where He's constantly being pleased by all that I do." You know, in Matthew chapter 8, in verse 10, the centurion came to Jesus because his servant was sick and he wanted him to be healed. And his servant was at his house. And Jesus said, "Let's go to your house and I'll heal him." And the centurion said, "You don't need to come to my house. Just speak the word only and he will be made whole." And when Jesus heard that in verse 10, it said, he marveled and said, "I've not found so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel." Now, the word marveled in that verse means to be pleased. And so Jesus was pleased with this guy's faith. In other words, when Jesus heard him say, "You don't have to come to my house, speak the word only," both Jesus and the Father went, "Oh, we like that." They were pleased with what he said. You know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 says this, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice well-pleasing to God." And so these people were supporting the Apostle Paul financially in his ministry, and he wrote to them and said, "What you gave me was a sacrifice that was like a sweet smell, and it was pleasing to the Lord." And friend, the way that you and I live our lives can be like an odor to the Lord. Come on, you ever walked into the kitchen and somebody was cooking something real nice and you smelled it, you went, that smells good. And when you smelled it, it blessed you. It was nice. It was pleasing to you. And then have you ever walked in and maybe the trash needed to be taken out in your house and you walked into the kitchen, you went, oh, what's that smell? and it's not pleasing to you. And this is a perfect picture of how our conduct and the way that we live our lives can be pleasing to the Lord. God can watch you and I do something, watch us say something and go, "Oh, that smells good. That blesses me. That pleases me." And then there's some other things you and I can do that are funky to the Lord. You know, things that He can do, you go, oh, that doesn't smell good. And so you and I, we want to live our lives in such a way that please the Lord. And we want to acknowledge the reality that there are things we can do that the Lord, He finds these things pleasing. These things bless Him. And this is so important that we acknowledge the reality that what we do can either please the Lord or it can displease the Lord. What I do, it can bless Him or it cannot bless Him. He can like it or He cannot like it. It's important that we acknowledge that reality, that what we do, it affects the Lord. The Lord is not impervious to what His children do. Like, you know, what we do, it just doesn't affect Him at all. No, you're affected by what your kids do. Your kids do something you like, it blesses you. Your kids do something you don't like, it doesn't bless you. And we can grieve the Lord. We can displease Him, but we can also do things that are pleasing in His sight. But we need to acknowledge that reality that what we do, it does affect the Lord. And acknowledging this reality inspires us to do and to want to do what pleases Him. You know, if you don't acknowledge the reality that there are things you can do that please Him, and there are things that you can do that don't please Him, If you don't acknowledge that reality, there's no foundation in place to live a life that's pleasing to Him. But when you begin to realize, man, there's things I can do that please the Lord, there's things I can do that displease the Lord, when you acknowledge that reality, it makes you go, well, I want to do all these things that are pleasing to Him, and I don't want to do anything that is displeasing to the Lord. And so, friend, this is what we're after all this week on the broadcast. We're after light and understanding of how you and I can live our lives in a way that we are pleasing the Lord more and more every day. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, we can do things that displease the Lord. Number two, we can also do things that please the Lord. And then number three, we must acknowledge the reality that what we do can either please the Lord or displease the Lord, and acknowledging that reality will inspire us to want to do things that are pleasing to Him. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it is our heart's desire to live our lives in such a way that we are pleasing You. And Lord, we just do it together as the internet audience and me together. We repent for doing anything that's been displeasing to You. Lord, we ask You to forgive us, and we thank You that You do forgive us, and the blood washes it away. And we just, we cry out to You in faith today, Lord, and we declare to You that we want to please You. We want to do things that are pleasing in Your sight, and we ask You for help and grace to live our lives in such a way that we are pleasing You, and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.